Out from House Verdant Key, with a noble man at lead, Lord Cedric and his charming ways, a charm you'd best not heed. They hitched a team of war bison, mean-tempered, wild, and strong, and built a sled with glowy wheels that shouldn't grip the ground for long. Oh, ride the frictionless field, now let the bison tear the sky. Through the gray waste, burn in silence, where the desperate go to die. Through the ghosts of the eternal city, with their rifles blazing cold, the sledge broke through the rubble stampede. The story's told. The barbarians came early and the bison broke the line. They lost their place, they lost their nerve, they thought they'd lost their time. But the gray waste nearly finished them, no water left to drink. Till Belden smelled the earth below and called the spring to brink. Oh, ride the frictionless field, now let the bison tear the sky. Gray waste, burning silence, where the desperate go to die. Through the ghosts of the eternal city, with their rifles blazing cold, the sledge broke through the rubble stampede. The story's told. Now Cedric met a shadow man when all the lamps were low. A cold-blooded sort from Forge House, what deal was struck none know. But politics don't pull the sled when ghosts begin to swarm. And the temple doors were closing to a thunderous, bloody storm. They fired the flare of yellow. They lost bison on the stones. The ghostly soldiers took their toll of muscle, hide, and bones. But Cedric yelled, "Stampede, stampede," and the frictionless field shone. And the sledge crossed through the temple doors of patents, now his own. Giuseppe said, "One bison on the street is one too many, friend." But the sledge took four and broke the line, and that's where the story ends. Stampede. Oh,